Today in studio, we have the CPF with us and PA Councillor Debbie. They're going to make sure that by the end of the show, you will be certain with everything that is going around.
So, we also have, we already know Councillor Debbie and Mr. Nups Napoleon and Watt here today. So please, without further ado, introduce yourselves.
Hi, good evening everybody. My name is Watt and I'm the Public Relations Officer for the Easteres Community Policing Forum.
And then it seems we have Mr. Napoleon.
My name is Napoleon Nups. Miller, short Naps. I'm the chairperson of the CPF in Easteres Police Station. Thank you.
And then we have the one and only Councillor Debbie.
Good evening, everybody. Councillor Debbie Williams-Moses, hashtag current situation. Yeah, also here to represent.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. I love the introduction. We have the three musketeers ready, ready to strike. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. So, I see Mr. Watt is on our first speaking list today. So, please, sir, tell us what is the main reason you are here for. Let the viewers, let the listeners, sorry, not the viewers, but also, yeah, we do have Councillor Debbie recording over here. I forgot that, yes. But let the people know, what is your main reason here?
Okay, starting with the three musketeers, I'm not so sure of that one. But anyway, we move
Apologies
on.
Apologies if it was offensive.
Okay, it is very unfortunate that we have to be the bearers of bad news. Our main intention was obviously to come and update the community with regards to the recent spate of bodies that have been discovered in and around the Easteres precinct. But as it is right now, we unfortunately have to inform the community that unfortunately a fourth body has been discovered at between Watlu Station and Dennerboom Station at the railway line. The only information we can divulge at the moment is that it is that of a young female, probably between the ages of 14 and 17 years old, and the body was burned. Now, from this, and this was exactly the reason why we decided to come on the show, it was to come and clarify any misconceptions or confusion that there may be amongst the community members with regards to what is actually happening and what is going on. Okay, so let's just give a brief update. Between the months of June and July, that is now excluding today's discovery, okay, there were three bodies discovered between Watlu Station and Dennerboom. Okay, all of more or less the same modus operandi, if I can call it that. It was the bodies of female and the bodies were found burnt. That's the only information we can give at the moment. Now, what we need the community to understand from this is the railway line stretching all the way to Dennerboom from Watlu and going in the opposite direction falls under the Easteres policing precinct, which means the investigations are being conducted by the Silverton. My apology, falls under the Silverton policing precinct, which means that the investigations are being conducted by the Silverton police. Okay, that is important to understand, because what that means is the sharing of information is not directly coming from the Easteres precinct. It's coming from the Silverton precinct. Now, subsequent to that, another body was discovered on the 31st of July, 2025, behind Swartberg in the Nantes area. Now, we need the community to understand that right now the investigations are ongoing. But this particular body was found strangled, also that of a female, and buried partially under some rocks. So now the reason why we're here is because there has been speculation, there has been assumptions made, if I may call it that, by some people within the community. There was an unfortunate news update which said that the body that was found in Nantes was also a burned body. We need to clarify that and state in no uncertain terms that the body was not burned, that that body was strangled. That body was found and the person had been strangled. Okay, so this is the information that we need the community to understand that that particular investigation is being handled by the Estrus precinct, policing precinct. Now, on that note, there has been a breakthrough. An arrest was made with regards to that. Right now, that is the only information, again, that we can divulge. Okay, but I think most people in the community are already aware of the fact that an arrest has been made. What we do not want the community to do, and we picked that up on some of the social media that was going around, was people connecting it to the bodies that were found at the train line. Because somebody made the comment and said that an arrest was made for the serial killings, which is what it has been termed at the moment. And that is not correct. An arrest right now has been made for the body that was found in Nantes area. That is what the arrest was for. As for the other bodies, including today's bodies, that falls under the Silverton policing precinct, and that is an ongoing investigation.
All right. Well, I thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Watt. I'd say that was quite clear, quite brief. No, I loved it. That's a lot of information right there. That's very, very useful. So to all the listeners out there, skrik wakker. Nou is nou nie die tyd om te rus nie. Nou is die tyd om te luister. So, without further ado, let's get into it even deeper. So, if there's anything else that you or anybody else wants to state that we should just dive into, because I don't want to, you know, ask questions and make assumptions, although I am interviewing you guys, please let's not forget that. But let's move into it with at your pace. Who is next? Who is next? Don't be shy, sir. Don't be shy, sir. It's the old age, I see.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, for me, it's very sad when people bring false news in our community. And we know a lot of parents are paranoid for their children at schools, even at the shopping malls. I even think where people go and relax, people are thinking of other things. As a chairperson, I will say that we mustn't go after the false news. Moenie agter nuus gaan wat nie nuus is nie. Vind beter uit wat gaan aan en dan weet jy om seker goed te doen. But I even want to use this opportunity to tell that all our areas in Estrus, please set up the night watch, set up even in the day. As your children go to school, it doesn't matter if it's only NAPS children, but I must make myself available. I ask to the young men, young girls, to come and help at the school so that our children can be safe. And even around our area, please be alert. If you see somebody really that you don't know in the area, please look at it and so that you can report anything like that. I even want to go so further that to ask that if you have really in other areas like Sunnyside, Mamelodi, if you have really have missed a child between the age of 14 to 15, please report it to Silverton SEPs so that we can really know who's laying there. We haven't got more information of that body that is there. But I'm praying and I'm asking God to give us the wisdom, the knowledge and understanding. I'm even happy that our counselor is here, David Moses, so that we can really make a plan with my pro that they've said, my CPF members, so that we can come up with a plan for Estrus. And I even ask for them that I really go and investigate on their own. Please come and support us. Please don't do your own thing. I'm begging you, please don't do your own thing and let people be afraid to walk in the streets. Please come and support us. The youth, there's two youth groups. I know Mobin, Kismo, got youth. Please come and support us so that our people can be safe and our children. And even Ingel Singh and Desiree Fisher and this boy that they call Charlton, please come and assist us. Please don't go out and really make our people paranoid in Estrus. That is my thing, but that will really go on our knees and ask God to help us, because this is not an easy thing to overlook. But I can tell you, I think we cover the Easters. Myself, we as a CPF, we move in the morning areas till 4 o'clock at a time to see that our people is safe. And I ask that young people will come up and support us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for the update. I just want to ask about the bodies found between Watlu and Denneboom, because the victims could be anyone from Easteres or Mamelodi or Silverton. So I don't know, what update has the Silverton police station given you so far?
Just to tell you, the bodies that was found, remember there was only one body that was burned. All right? One body was burned of that other three bodies they found. But we haven't got information because it's an ongoing investigation. All right? I just want to don't want to speculate on it, but I can tell you on a later stage, we'll give you feedback. We are really working with Silverton Police Station really closely, the CPF, really, really closely, so that you can find out what are really happening in our community and even in the Silverton area. Thank you.
Okay, and then you mentioned that the bodies were females only. So, okay, I know you don't have much information, but were the those females, what, on their way to work, or was it maybe being lured as a date or something? Don't you know anything?
To be honest with you, I haven't got that information. I can't speculate to say they maybe went for maybe a date, or they've come from work, or they was missing and all that type of thing. I can't give you feedback on that. Thank you.
Okay, let's hear from
Mr. Watt.
If I may, just to add on what the chairperson of the CPF has said there, I just want to read something for you guys from an official SEPS, from an official SEPS statement that was issued on the 2nd of August, 2025. Okay? Maybe then you will understand the information that we, even as the CPF, are privy to at this current moment. Okay, it says here, media statement, South African Police Service, Office of the Provincial Commissioner, Gauteng. Police investigation is underway to establish if there is a linkage in cases where four bodies of women were discovered in Tshwane between June and July 2025. Three burned bodies were found between Watlu and Denneboom train stations, Silverton Precinct, right? While the fourth body was discovered in a shallow grave in Easteres Policing Precinct on Wednesday, 31st July 2025. A task team comprising of seasoned detectives, including crime intelligence, forensic services, and crime scene experts, have been established to investigate all four murder cases and to trace the perpetrators. Now, importantly, police are appealing to anyone who might have information that can help in the investigation or assist in the apprehension of suspects to please call the nearest police station or call the Crime Stop number on 08600 10111. Okay, so this is just to give an indication in terms of that is the information that is out there at the moment. And that is the information that we have as well. The investigations are still ongoing. And as soon as we get any other further information, we will be sure to update the community on that.
No, I think that's perfect so far. Thank you, Mr. Watt. But one thing I just have to specify, you know, there's been this thing, you know, in our community where everybody, I'm a Lexus, that's type of mensen, you know, ek het die wie hulle is nie, maar hulle is 'n bietjie skaam om te praat. And I think at the end of the day, if we just become a stronger community, if we just move into it, if we just, you know, get much more attention to these types of matters, ek dink nou mensen, hulle wil nou wakker skrik, maar we should have, you know, ons moet wakker skrik het al, hoe lang nou, maybe a couple of years ago, Maybe a few months ago. I mean, we've seen a lot of cases right now with GBV, with children being hurt. There's been an increase. That's how I can put it lightly. That's the only way I can put it lightly. There's been an increase in kidnappings, especially with children. Trafficking is skyrocketing. People are getting hurt. People are you know, being lost. And, you know, we have loved ones out there that we are generally concerned of. We have a lot of loved people. We have a lot of people out there that we truly, truly love, that we are generally concerned of. And also the one thing I have to really talk about is the police visibility. You know, I don't honestly see much of police visibility, but I know that the police, they are working diligently to keep us safe. But at the end of the day, us as the community, I mean, we're just requesting a bit more of assistance. We are also doing our part as the community members. I know for a fact I'm trying to do my part. Councillor Debbie is. Everybody else in this room is. We're all doing our part. Whoever it is out there who's actually doing their part, I can say it over and over again. We should do our part. We're all doing our part. I mean, I don't have to sound like a broken record, honestly. But my main message now, and my main concern is that, you know, the police visibility, and, you know, there's transport for the school kids, you know, the learners. They go up and down in the morning and in the afternoon. We have to be concerned about traffic control. And last time I checked, South Africa has actually been ranked one of the most dangerous countries to drive in. Because I don't want to speculate, but I think it's number two or number three. Let me not give you false information. I suggest you as the listener get more information to it. But as we all live in South Africa, we can all agree that the drivers out here are a bit crazy. But at the end of the day, there's one thing I would like to ask all three of you right here. Is there anything more from your side? What is your opinion? Anything else within the community that is a concern to you? Or is there a certain message that you want to give to the community? Now is the chance.
Well, my message from the CPF side is firstly to say thank you to the community for their participation, firstly, in a lot of activities that are happening. The CPF has a crime group and community which we are running at the moment, and the community members seem to be participating very well. You know, when there's requests made, sometimes you have community members that are actually stepping in to assist, and that shows that, you know, we're all working towards a common goal. Secondly, we want to also thank the community members for the tip-offs that we get from time to time. In this particular instance as well, even with the Nantes case as well, the day that the body was found, the CPF actually received a couple of tip-offs, which was forwarded to the yesterday's station commander. And so now that we have a breakthrough, you know, it's all part of a network of people working together to see to it that we fight this scourge all together. And then lastly, I think it's maybe just especially based on what happened with the Nantes incident, is to just give people or our young ladies in our community. And it's not necessarily just for the young ladies. That goes for everybody, but more specifically for the young ladies. Please, if you are going to go somewhere, you know, make it a point to notify family or friends where you are going or where you are going to be, so that at all times people are aware of where you are. And secondly, if you are going to be moving around, try and move around in groups. It's not always easy, but try and move around in groups. And secondly, avoid this thing, if it's possible, of going out all on your own, especially with strangers. We see that happening a lot. So those are just some of the tips that from the CPF side, we would like our community, you know, advice, especially our ladies to heed going forward.
One thing I also have to ask you, a certain listener has actually messaged us and asked about, well, first of all, they started with saying that there are also community groups are helping with the safety of the community, which we thank them, but doesn't mean that Esteres Police Station doesn't have a responsibility over the community. What is their role to make sure that our community is safe? We don't want the police of Esteres to say that this is not under our jurisdiction. Go to Silverton SAPS. Now, this is the concerns of some listeners that have already tuned in. So what can you say about that? They've already said that, may I also add, they've already said that, you know, community members are up and down. Like you've just stated, we've had wonderful tip-offs. But what can you say to the statement that this community member has sent us?
To start with the CPF in Estrus for visibility, you must remember we got normally up a shift, we got at least 12 people on a shift, and then we got on a daily basis, we got 17 wardens on a shift. We know we got struggling of vehicles. I must be honest with you guys, struggling of vehicles that we're using normally on a daily basis, where you see we got two vehicles that on a hour basis, one vehicle go out so that he can be with the craft of the audience just to show visibility. The other one is for complaints that they go out and all that sort of thing. Yes, we as the CPF, we are working so that we can have more manpower at our station, that we can have more vehicles at our station, because we lack that. We lack that. We can't shy away from it, but I can say you, we do our level best so that we can look after our community. That's why I've asked that each and every person must come and give their hands of come and work with us in a community. Come and do patrolling with us in a community. Yes, it's, we know it's the police people's prerogative only, but as a community, we know what we're facing, and that was my plea, that we can come out and so that we can work together, take hands for one another. I know there's a lot of young men in Estrus, young women in Estrus. Please come out and support us in that way so that we can make our Estrus stations more stronger. Because it's on a daily basis that we speak to our colonel and even to Brigadier Solomons and General Tini, so that we need more manpower in our station. But please come out. We know we got wardens, but the wardens, even on a daily basis, they 17 and they was dropped off at schools mostly and at Pick a Pay where the hotspots is. But remember, we think we can use some more manpower for our young people that are at home. Please come and see me at NAPS at the police station. If you want to phone me, even 083-4835-840. We know we went to different areas in our community to establish night watch. I always had a meeting, but please come and phone me if you want to go out with me. I'm starting at 8 o'clock at night, sometimes at 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. Please come and support us as a CPF. We are really strive to keep our community safe. You know, it's sad sometimes when you ask men to come out, then you see it's women. We have experienced that at Highlands Park, where 40 women have come out for night watch that day, and only two men. And you know, men, you must be the figure to look after your children, as God has given us the grace and the strength to look after our families. That's why my plea is come out, so that we can really keep our community safe. And yes, there's a lot that must be done at our police station, but we as a CPF, we work closely with Colonel Caesar, and really we strive a lot as we have time to talk to our police guys to say, listen here, you must be part and parcel of Estrus. You must know that you're staying in Estrus, not from Amalodi or whatever, but you stay in Estrus. Be one of the family in Estrus. But please, that is my plea. Come out. I understand your frustration of the police station, but really, if you found any problem, please give me a shout, or on our crime groups, as pro, always look at it and give feedback in that. Thank you.
Well, I thank you very much, Mr. Naps. But also to ask, will there be a bit more police visibility now that there has been a lot of, talks of serial killings?
Yes, they're going to be more. Remember, we have a plan. We have planned this morning for our warden to go and be loaded off by the hotspots so that they can see what's happening. And on a hour base, then they will rotate. When you have load people at Pick a Pay, they will take you, then you go at Watlu, just to go and walk the streets so that our people can be safe. But we have a plan, and we're working at that plan that we have. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Naps. But Mr. Watt, is there anything you'd like to say, sir, before we carry on to Councillor Debbie? I have a very important question for her that the listeners also have pushed forward to me.
Okay. In closing, just to add on to what the CPF chairperson has just alluded to now, the issue of police visibility, right? It's not going to be a case of only now that the bodies have been discovered. Okay, that should be an ongoing thing. And it was part of our initial engagement with the community and our action plan. It obviously means that we as the CPF just need to go back and look at where we are lacking, if we are, and then see to it that these patrols happen as on a regular basis as should be the case. Okay, and then in closing, we just want to say from the CPF side as well, we don't know who the affected families are, but our prayers go out to the families who are or who are still going to be affected by these incidents that we have had. Our sincere condolences to those families. And we just want to leave a parting message with the community to say that, you know, it is our responsibility as community members to take care and to look after our immediate surroundings.
But before you say you are parting, I have still one question left for Councillor okay. Debbie, please.
No, that's fine. That's please. Me parting. She's still here.
Okay, mooi man, mooi man. Dan kan ons werk met dat.
Okay, so yeah.
But it seems Mr. DJ Black has a question. Meneer.
Goeienaand, luisteraars. Ek gaan my moedertaal praat. Van ek weet baie van ons mense verstaan nie Afrikaans, Engels so lekker nie.
Ja, so goeienaand meneer.
So vir die CPF, dit bietjie af van die topic van die serial killers en die murders nou. As ek so kyk na die overall probleme op die CPF groep, een van julle kan antwoord. Daai meisiekin wat haar phone, wat hulle haar phone afgevat het by die flats nou. Sy het gesê, sy het die phone gekry by iemand, wat die phone gekoop het van iemand. So ver as my knowledge is, as jy een gesteelde item het, as jy deel van die crime. So, wat kan die publiek doen as hulle weet dat jy met gesteelde goedere sit?
DJ Black, ek gaan nou in Afrikaans ook antwoord, dat is een lekker ding, en dat is een topic wat na my hart is. Ons het voor ochend, en is elke maandagochtend as ons onze daily meetings hou, as jy een gesteelde item koop, dit maak nie saak wat het is nie, of gesteelde goede, wil ons dat jylle uitkom, al moet jy miskien privately vir my kom sê, naps, dit is 1, 2, 3, of om een saak te kom maak, because as ons die perpetrator kry, dat hy die phone gesteel het, en jy as persoon die phone gekoop het, gaan ons jou aankla ook. We have come to that point that ons gaan het nie weer so los nie. Because eerstens is veel van die type dinge. Ek ken net nou deel ook in Roodstraat en was een meisie wat ook by een van die shops werk, een kallet meisie. Sy was ook geroof van twee kallet ons af, waar hulle gunpoint gehoud het. Ek dink sy het haar broek nat gemaakt. En die phone was dit. Maar dit het so vinnig gebeur dat iemand my gebel het en ek en meneer Mari, ek noem hom altyd meneer Mari, ons het so vinnig gespring en ons het die tak-tak nommer gekry en ons het hom achterna gesit en gevra waar julle die ons afgeleid het. Dit was, by ek wil die huis noem nie, maar weet wat my so hartseer maak en my baie kwaad gemaakt het, dat die twee manne wat die daad gedoen het, lekker gaan sit het en nog geëet het, kos geëet het, lek niks het gebeur nie. Ja. En in hulle bed lak in, jy het sometimes raak jy kwaad en as jy sambok het, en laat wil jy. En dit wat gebeur het, ons het die phone teruggekry, by die selle huis, en ons het die vuurwapen in die sakken ook teruggekry. Because ek was so woedend dat ek gesê het, ons gaan het nie so los nie. En ek vraag dat ons ook in die community, as jy sien jou neighbor, het gesteelde goede wat hy koop, laat weet ons almal jy my privately do bel of vir my sê of as jy weet ook taktaks wat rondry. Ons weet daar is taktaks wat rondry en wat die dade doen, wat hulle selfoons afvat en allerlei tipe goede. Laat ons weet because die persoon wat dit steel, hy maak nog die mark groter en hy maak crime groter. Daarom ek condemned it. Uit my diepte van my hart uit. Ek condemned it uit my diepte van my hart uit because if we can really strive for that, ek gou een ding sê, ons gaan nie baie crime het in Esterus in nie.
Definitely.
Dankie.
Dan my laaste question is nou, die CPF groep, hoe kan ons as Esterus luisteraars seker maak dat ons die regte informatie kry en nie net agter ESI gaan nie? Sê vir my, hoe kip ons daai van mense gaan rond en hulle versprei, soos ons aan die begin van die program gesê dat stories. Waar kan ons regte informatie kry? Asseblief.
Okay, dankie vir die vraag. Ek gaan in Engels antwoord vir die mense wat byvoorbeeld nog nie...
I will understand.
Ja. Vir die mense wat byvoorbeeld nog nie necessarily Afrikaans sprekend is nie. Okay. Ja, ons kan translate, jy is reg. Okay. In die geval, ek dink julle wat op die groep is, diegene wat op die groep is, die gemeenskap lede wat op die groep is, julle sal oplet dat menigte kere as daar informatie op die groep is wat ons voel, hoort nie daar so nie. Ons gaan het of delete of ons gaan iets post om te sê die informatie is nie correct nie and we'll then post something else to give the correct information. I mean, after all, that's what the group is about. Yeah. It's about educating the community, right? In terms of what is right, what is not right, and how to go about doing things the right way. Comes back to the question you asked about the cell phone that was sold to somebody else. And it's a simple fact, like the chairperson said, if you are in possession of stolen goods, it is a criminal offense. Exactly. There's no if, and, or but. As far as that is concerned. So yeah, we try. I must say, even the Esterus station commander, you guys have seen, is very active on the group. He does call me from time to time when he picks up on something on the group and he feels that this is not the right information. There was an incident, actually now it brings me back to that. A honest story wat ons ook nog nie getouch het nie. Ek dink jy sal onthou, ons het die conversation gehad waar ek vir jou gesê het, kyk, we still have some isolated incidents with regards to the Uber or attempted Uber hijackings. But the community will notice that we haven't had as many complaints in recent weeks or months as we had before. Okay, that should tell you something, that we have been actively trying to deal with these issues. Okay, so again, it comes back to that fact. When some of the perpetrators were arrested, in one of those incidents, because they were minors, unfortunately people came on the group and they posted the pictures of those minors. And you guys that were on the group, you would have realized what we did. We immediately deleted those pictures, okay? Because they're minors and we sent out a notice to say it's unfortunately not allowed because they had not even been to court yet, firstly. And secondly, they are minors. So yes, we do monitor the group. But we also want community members to understand the fact that, yes, it is a crime prevention group. Okay, but as we always say, we are not monitoring the group 24/7. Okay, we try as far as best possible as we can, but people need to also understand that there are other avenues of dealing with certain issues. I mean, the phoning up at the police station to request a van is a simple example of that. We are not saying that we will not do it for you. Okay, but the community must not become so reliant on the fact that they now think they can just post on the group and say we need a van. Because now, unfortunately, if it is missed and it is an emergency situation, do you understand what I'm saying? We still follow the normal procedures as you would as a community member. Pick up the phone and phone the police station. And that is why...
That's actually the first thing you should do.
Yes.
Phone the police and then put it on the
group. Exactly. Exactly. That is what we want to advocate for. So we want people then to come back on the group and say, this is what happened, but I have done X, Y, Z, right? And so I'm just reporting it on the group so that everyone is aware of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense.
And also, I have one question for Councillor Debbie. I think you could help me in understanding people of the community. Alles baie bekommerd oor die straatligte. Die straatligte. Ek weet nie wie gaan my kan antwoord nie, maar ek dink as Councillor Debbie, she's the one. I think she's the one, definitely. I'm not so confident, maar I have a strong feeling. Please, madam, let her up.
Okay, thank you very much for that. So, I also just need to state that all of the councillors was invited to attend the show today. One had an apology because she's out of the country. And yeah, our ward councillor apparently apologized. Hashtag current situation. So with that being said, I just need to also make mention that the street lights, one, it's not an issue that cropped up a few months ago. It's a long-standing issue that we have been battling with, you know. So one, street lights. We also do know that the budget was approved and new subcontractors needs to be employed and all of those things need to take place. So as soon as that is in place, that will be attended to. So I have also engaged our executive mayor as well as the deputy executive mayor and the regional head in terms of the streetlights. It's very important, one, as well as the tall grasses, you know, all of the wooded areas, I would now say.
Yes.
Because I'm not quite sure if it was reported, the one incident there in Elam Street, where a young girl was apparently almost pulled into the bushes there. So things like that. The community of Esterus should know that we are not staying somewhere else. I'm speaking for myself. Ne? I'm not staying somewhere else. So I can see what's happening. You understand what I mean? I can say, listen here, this grass cutting. Make sure that that happens because it plays an important part in terms of safety. And it should be all of the councillors' responsibility. Ne? To ensure that we focus on those things, doing the basics right, because street lights is a basic necessity. But I must also just mention that if you go outside of Esterus, a lot of the areas are also dark. It's not isolated or exclusive to Esterus. If you drive around at night, now you can see where it's dark, you know. So we all know that there is something that the city of Tshwane is focused on. I know also that all of our MMCs as well as the executive mayor is busy with the Riaspana in the different regions. So we have requested for them to come to Region 6, Ward 43, so that we can also be a part of the service delivery that is taking place right across Tshwane. So yeah, if you didn't know, now you know. That have been escalated. And also to make sure that our residents report. I think maybe I must maybe just stop here real quick. The same way that their group for the CPF is operating, where somebody will put a request and then sometimes you can miss it because there's a lot of traffic on all of the groups. Our residents need to ensure that they get into the habit of reporting certain situations. You understand? Because if you do not report it, you do not get a reference, number one. And two, we won't be able to escalate it. You understand what I mean? So the resident need to do something, get a reference number, go to SEPS if it is a stolen meter or a cable situation, get a SEPS case number, you know, give us all of the info, let us then escalate it through. If we don't know, we don't know that we need to escalate. So, yeah, it's important for our residents to know that. Eh?
Thank you very much, Councillor Debbie. But there's also one concern I have that has been brought up to my attention. This is now directed to the CPF group. Now, people have been talking about in the CPF group that people can ask simple questions or I don't know what it is that happens there and they get removed. Now, this is only a concern that is brought up by some members in the community.
Gaan ek verkeerd is as ek sê ons weet wie die culprits is. But anyway.
Oh no, please carry on. we have free speech in this country.
On a lighter note, for every group, for every social media group, there are rules.
Amen to that, yes.
Yes, there are rules and regulations that everyone must abide by. And we have made it clear on numerous occasions, especially on our group, on the CPF group, where we say to people, this is allowed and that is not allowed. Now, obviously, when some people then are not happy with what happened, they're going to come and say it was a simple conversation. Okay, we beg to disagree. It is not always the case. And most of the people that we have removed, it was not a case of removing them at the first whim. We would give warnings and we would notify and say this is not allowed. And the people that are on the group are fully aware of that. We have gotten to a point where even the community members are now reprimanding group members if they don't follow the rules. So that is essentially what it is. It happens under those circumstances. Just to wrap it up there.
Thank you very much, Mr. Watt. And so, we have reached our conclusion of the show. It has been a very, very beautiful insight, and we have gotten a lot of positive, positive information. I love it, I love it, I love it. But without further ado, I would like to say thank you to the CPF. Thank you to Councillor Debbie. We really appreciate you guys for coming here today and you know, clearing out all these things. And if we have to have you again, we will have to have you again. You know, you get the idea. Van, ons is baie nuuskierig in die gemeenskap. So, from the man with the voice on 88.2 Talk, this is coming from Stanley, the Duke, and Shagira. Good night to all the lovely listeners. Thank you.